WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
This Sunday, the Orthodox Church celebrates Easter. In preparation, many Ukrainians partake in a tradition of intricately decorating eggs called pisinka. WBEZ's Adora Namigade stopped by a pisinka workshop at the Ukrainian National Museum of Chicago and brings us this report.
There are many legends behind the origins of pisinka. Artist Anna Chichula has a favorite one about an evil monster roaming the earth.
And he became enchanted and really entranced by watching a young girl make a pisinka, and he wanted to take it from her, and she wouldn't let him. He finally grabbed it and smashed it. He smashed it, and all of those shards turned into links of a chain and bound him in a cave.
Now, he sends minions out into the world to see if people are writing pisinka. And if they are, it makes him upset.
Because every time you write a pisinka, you put another link in the chain that binds him and keeps chaos from the world.
Solid inspiration to undertake this elaborate art form. Traditionally, Ukrainians would have prayed before embarking on writing their pisinka. Chichula tells the class to clear their minds. Each student has a bright light, black block of beeswax, and a pencil before them. She shows them how to sketch patterns on the eggs, and then how to dye them layer by layer.
In order to do this diagonal line, which is going to be the basis for Star Rosette, I'm going to teach you how to do this division.
Carmela Van Atta has been wanting to take the class for a few years, and she finally signed up.
It's like meditating, right? It's a Zen feeling, and the finished product is even more amazing, right? And you feel like you made something beautiful out of an egg.
Morgan Lott admired pisinka when she saw them during a trip to the museum. She decided to learn to make them herself. But it's been a tough go.
It's a tricky craft, you know? I think it takes a lot of time and practice and skill. So it's, like, challenging. How about that?
After they're done with multiple rounds of color dyeing, students huddle just outside a small kitchen at the museum to watch Chichula drill and suction the yolk out of the eggs. She dips each student's egg in a bowl of beeswax. She's wearing gloves because it's hot. They settle for a bit, and then she takes out a heat gun. It'll be used to melt the wax away.
That turned out differently because
Carmela Van Atta is delighted by her results.
It's beautiful. And I think it's the whole creative process that you get to really appreciate, you know, because you go through it not really knowing what the final product is going to be until she melts the beeswax.
And even though Morgan Lott wasn't sure how her pisinka would turn out, she smiled at the result, too.
I think so. I think it would be hard to make an ugly one of these.
With each pisinka design that's revealed after the wax is melted, there's another link in the chain, stopping the evil monster from spreading chaos in the world. Adora Namigade, WBEZ News.